Alcohol abuse remains one of the most serious problems on college campuses. Many schools have responded with anti-drinking campaigns and treatment programs. One college in Maine is trying an unusual approach, an attempt to teach students the art of moderation. Maine Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Barron reports.
Here's something you don't hear very often in a college dining hall.
Would you like a glass?
Yes, please.
It's by Shipyard. It's a darker beer, but it's not.
A bartender in a crisp white shirt and black vest carefully holds a short-stemmed glass as she pours a dark beer and offers it to senior Alana McGee.
There you go,
dear.
That's their spring season.
It's very good. I'm a very big fan of this.
It's Friday night at Colby College in Waterville. About a dozen students have brought their dinner trays, steaming soup bowls, pasta, sautéed vegetables, to this quiet room set off from the main dining hall. McGee is taking advantage of a special program for Colby's older students. They're encouraged to have a drink and relax together over a meal. McGee says it's a fine idea.
I think it's nice for seniors and people who are over 21 to be able to have, you know, something with dinner, just because it's nice, because this happens in the real world.
These seniors have student leader Catherine Welch to thank. Welch says she began to wonder whether campus life had become polarized between binge drinkers and teetotalers.
Isn't there a third option here? We're forgetting. What do your parents do? What are you going to do next year? Are those really going to be your only two options?
At first, Dean of Students Janice Armo-Kasman says she resisted the idea of serving alcohol, even to students who were over 21. But then Kasman decided she wanted to find a way to make it work.
This was an idea to model good behavior. And so this wasn't a proposal for some bacchanalian party. It was a quite impressive and innovative way of showing how you could use alcohol.
Students must show ID, there's a two-drink limit, and they must pay for them. Of course, Kasman knows that younger students are the most likely to abuse alcohol, but she says the older students are modeling a classier way to drink that younger students might emulate later. Unlikely, says Mathia Falco, president of Drug Strategies, a Washington, D.C. group that researches drug and alcohol policy.
The college should be trying to shore up the non-drinking undergraduate culture, making that as cool as possible. I don't think that the notion of providing the option of wine is going to have any real impact on the core issues that push kids to drink to excess.
Nevertheless, the Colby experiment doesn't appear to be drawing much criticism. Arthur Brennan is a Maine Superior Court judge whose daughter Christine is a senior at Colby. Brennan is a Colby grad himself.
I mean, what really is important is how the kids react, you know, to enjoy alcohol in a setting where it's controlled and where it's not the focus, it's a complement to something else, strikes me as making some sense.
Colby senior Christian Allen, enjoying a glass of Chardonnay with his pasta, agrees.
Drinking alcohol with food definitely teaches you to drink properly in a normal social scene, as opposed to, say, more competitive drinking. That's what we call it.
And a round of competitive drinking may be following this civilized moment. Allen's friends say they're on their way to a local pub once dinner is over. For NPR News, I'm Jeannie Barron.